welcome to our first
special
piece of bonus content.
Special. You guys are special to us.
Special. You're the kaiju crew.
Yeah, we got some super sexy content.
Yes, we're going to read some cryptid erotica.
Well, maybe not just cryptids, but
alien.
Alien, maybe, I don't know, creatures. Just some weird erotica.
We're going to read you some creepy erotica.
Yeah, somewhat creepy. Maybe just funny. Maybe just weird. Maybe just uncomfortable.
Disturbing.
Yeah, maybe dripping, oozing.
This is kind of pairing with our Driving Underground, but this is Driving Underground Triple X.
Maybe this is sci-fi. Maybe it's not. Maybe you'll hope it's sci-fi.
I hope this is fiction.
So, yeah, curl up in your bed. Hopefully your door's locked.
Hopefully your headphones don't unplug while you're listening to this, or, you know, your Bluetooth turns off or whatever.
Yeah, we're not here to criticize anyone's kinks or anything, but if you start to engorge or moisten, don't feel weird.
It's cool. You just roll with it.
Yeah, maybe it's just our voices.
The only thing I feel bad about is it's from our voice that you...
Hey,
it's happening.
I'm flattered. So just get excited and let's roll with it.
Also, trigger warning to, you know, anyone who has experienced rape, because a lot of cryptid erotica is very rapey. Well, so I just want to say that prior to...
And alien abduction.
And alien abduction. So trigger warning. Also, content warning. Content warning. This is extremely graphic.
Yes.
Unhuman human sex.
Yes.
Just want to get our bases covered before we go in.
We
don't want anyone to have any surprises.
You know, our language is bad and we're pretty explicit, but this might be our most explicit.
This is the grossest. I will be so uncomfortable this whole time.
I'll just go.
Okay. My story for this episode is A Whore for Bigfoot.
Oh.
By Too Big to Fit. That's his name.
Too Big to Fit. Too Big to Fit.
By the way, all our stories today are from litrotica.com. If you want all of your weird...
We found a treasure trove.
Yes. All right. It had been 3 weeks since our last camping trip.
Oh.
My fiance...
It's like they... That sounds like they camp every fucking day. It's like, it's been whole 3 weeks.
Oh. My fiance was surprisingly extra horny. The first day back, we couldn't even get the camping gear put away, whatever got into her. We had sex 5 times that day. We have made love almost every night since then, but each time we did, I could not feel much of my dick inside her. Her vagina seemed stretched out, and my dick no longer fit her snugly as it once did.
Because,
you know, that's how vaginas work.
Yeah, they're just... like guitar,
they just fall apart.
They're like guitar strings. They get old and you just gotta change them out. Stretch. Nothing rejuvenates.
No, nothing. In this last week, however, I could feel her vagina muscles tightening up and gripping my penis again.
Thank God.
Again, totally science-based.
Thank goodness.
She had been acting increasingly sexually aggressive towards me as well, insisting that I grow a goatee. A goatee specifically, refrain from any further haircuts, and a stranger request was to stop using underarm deodorant. She kept begging me to go back to the campground for another weekend getaway, even though she knew that the campground was closed for the winter.
Fishy.
I know she always loved nature, but I'm not used to going without deodorant, and this is really testing the limits for me. My 25-year-old fiance, Viania, is beautiful to me. She is petite in size, but with more than abundance in her firm breasts. Her belly is flat, and her toned body sports a perfect onion-shaped ass that keeps most guys' heads turning.
This is a guy that's never touched a woman.
Onion-shaped ass. It's like, onion is the worst shape for an ass.
Well, it depends what kind of onion.
But it's got the pointies at either end.
I wonder if that's what's supposed to be the waist. But
you want like an apple-shaped ass or something. You don't want an onion-shaped ass.
Yeah, you pick a sweet fruit. You pick a sweet...
you don't want like a stinky fruit.
I want a stinky piece of food that makes me cry.
Yeah, that's what I want an ass to be like. Her perky red highlighted hair is stylish and sexy. My dick is usually at an instant erection at the slightest indication that sex may be coming with her.
Big fit. What are you doing?
Our sex life is great, and we are fucking like rabbits after she told me her story. The other night, as we lay talking in bed, she finally came out with what's digging on her. At first, I was shocked as she was admitting to having sex with someone else. For a moment, I was green with jealousy and then anger that she would do this to me. But as I listened, I began to realize that her story was incredibly unbelievable, but devilishly arousing. My penis was rock hard as she revealed her hot sexual fantasy. I said I would write it down so it would be documented for others.
I have to write this down.
Hold on. I need a pen and paper. I need to write it down for future generations.
When you're
Eloviana.
When you're told that you're cheated on, you feel jealousy first?
And then anger. And then arousal.
God damn it.
She insisted on helping me write this. She said that only she could relay this experience. I am starting to think she concocted this entire story for my sexual entertainment. But if it is true, wow, incredible it would be.
Incredible it would be.
Okay, so here's the story that was written down.
He's such a great storyteller, so I'm on the edge of my seat.
Well, the way it's separated, there's like stars that separate in the fan fiction.
Oh, yay.
But, yeah.
Yay.
Gosh, I can hardly contain myself as I write this testimony about what is happening to me. My entire body is starting to tingle and go numb as I relive this wonderful wild fucking again in my memory. He is right. I have been extremely horny ever since our camping trip. I know he does not believe me, but obviously you would have had it happen to you to believe. It was late in the camping season, and because of him, we were driving around frantically searching for the next available camp area on our map. James decided he wanted to venture down a 4-mile canyon road to a secluded camping ground that he noticed on the map. We weren't sure what the dotted line meant until we were on the dirt.
So this is James and Delphinia Vinia? What's her
name? Oh, fucking who knows? Some he like made it up thinking it sounded like a hot Russian lady. We almost turned around because the road was so rough, but we pressed on, and obviously others were just as determined to camp in this special place amongst the dense redwood trees as he was. To our surprise, there were at least 5 other tents in the area. The trees were dense, and the canopy of trees were so high that it almost blocked out the sky, and it always felt like it was getting dark, even in the middle of the day. By the way, I am not altering at all how this is written.
You don't have to.
This is all of the grammar and everything is exactly how it was written. I just wanted to point that out. It was a great natural feeling that I have always loved, and James wanted me to be happy, so he made sure I was. We set up our tent quickly as evening was fast approaching and started a fire. We enjoyed it for a little while as we ate, and then stored our food in the bear safe locker that was provided.
James is like, I wouldn't be able to have these grammar and spelling mistakes if she didn't help me with this writing.
Yeah, she was the one who said to write it that way.
We enjoyed it for a little it while. She's supposed to be a Russian bride.
Yeah, I think that's the situation here.
I think someone that calls themselves too big to fit would definitely be the target audience for the Russian bride market.
Oh, for sure. He would love to go to the Ukraine and pay for a lady.
Yes.
As we were setting up our air mattress and I was rolling out the sleeping bags, I noticed the flicker of lights and the unusual amount of happy campers headed to the restrooms. I decided to wait until later to go pee since the restrooms would be full now. As James and I were laying there, watching the stars through the opening in the top of our tent, we both listened to the remaining crackling embers just outside our tent and quickly drifted off to sleep from the thin mountain. I awoke in the middle of the night. My bladder was reminding me to go to the restroom.
Forgot to pee?
She fell asleep. She forgot to pee. James was sleeping soundly, so I didn't bother to wake him. It was a warm evening and a full moon, so I went out in my nightgown and flip-flops.
Ooh, yeah.
And I could see somewhat in the moonlight. I had nothing on underneath since I took off my bra and panties before going to bed.
There's nothing like that word, panty.
Panty.
In erotica, you just know how they wrote it. There's like panties.
You knew it was written by a man if it says panty.
Oh, I know. A chick would just say underwear.
In my unders. I found the flashlight and eventually found the restroom at the center of the campground. I had just sat down on the stool.
Stool?
And put my flashlight on the floor.
I'm just going to pee on the stool.
The stool is the peeing stool. When I heard a noise, my first thought was that I was sure the door was closed fully behind me and latched, thus locking behind me. As I sat there peeing, the doorknob turned and the door opened slightly. At this point, I was done peeing, but was sitting there scared out of my wits. What with a bear or a raccoon or a camper or something was coming in.
Oh no, not a raccoon.
Not a raccoon. Now this is the part where James does not believe me. In walked the biggest, hairiest, what looked to be a man that I have ever seen.
Oh, sorry, ma'am. I didn't mean to intrude.
Sorry, didn't know it was locked.
It's very polite.
That I have ever seen. From what I could see with my dimming flashlight, he was at least seven. He was at least 7 feet tall and fully covered with hair from head to toe.
It's a pretty small Bigfoot.
Yeah, that's not a big Bigfoot at all. This is a baby Bigfoot, which makes the story even creepier.
I'm almost that tall.
Yeah, you are Bigfoot.
I'm the one that took Svetlana, whatever her name is.
No, gross, Jarrett. He kept sniffing the air like a dog on a scent. He was grunting something at me, and before I could let out a scream...
Pee. 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 I don't understand. Pee. Pee.
I could let out a scream. He lunged forward and grabbed me up off the toilet. She was peeing. She didn't even get to wipe.
Oh, she was done peeing. She didn't wipe.
Oh, no. Yeah, exactly.
He just shook her. Air dried her.
His two hair-covered hands completely enclosed around my waist.
Ooh.
My face was pressed into his hairy chest as I was screaming bloody murder into his smelly hair. My screams were muted as he rushed me out the door. Into his smelly hair.
Smelly hair?
Yes.
Or smelly air?
Smelly hair.
Oh, okay.
As he rushed me out the door, I noticed from the corner of my eye a woman standing there with her flashlight.
Aww.
Her face lit up just enough that I noticed the astonished look on her face as my kidnapper carried me off into the thick forest.
Come on, lady. If you see something,
say something. Jesus! From what I could make of it, as it leapt and bound, this thing carried me up over the next ridge and down into this rocky ravine. The scent of this thing has been described in books by Bigfoot hunters as a pungent, stinky odor, but to me it was more like an attractant or a sort of alluring masculine pheromone scent.
Oh, yeah.
As he carried me without much effort, my fear subsided and I actually felt safe in this strong man's arms. It was just a strange sense, and perhaps an ancient instinct playing on my mind, that a caveman had just taken me, and he would not be stopped by any man, nor give me back. This woman's so fucking dramatic.
I know.
And also, like, you were just kidnapped by a horrible beast man. Why is your immediate thoughts like, ooh, this is so sexy?
Well, I'll go with it.
Yeah. Oh, man, I hope he fucks me. He's not, like, taking me to eat me.
This thing's so bad.
Oh, my God. So he brought me to a hole in the cave, he brought me to a hole in the rock that was an entrance to a hidden cave.
I know it's not much, but it's home.
It's home. He laid me on a soft pile of women's clothes. Okay, so, like, there's a whole pile of women's clothes. How is this woman not freaking out that she's about to be
That's eaten? A whole pile of at least raped women.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
At most, it's a whole pile of eaten women.
Yeah. Like, this woman is not terrified at all. He lay me on a soft pile. Soft! As she's like, ooh, it's so soft. She's not like, ah, maybe women's clothes.
Maybe she's like, are these for me?
You went shopping for me? There was just enough moonlight coming from a hole in the ceiling that I could see him pretty good. It seemed obvious that this scenario had been repeated over time and some other woman had left some of their clothing behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can't take clothes to hell after getting eaten.
Oh my God. My nightgown had ridden up to my waist and my private area was exposed.
Oh no.
Gaze.
Oh my God. I went pee-pee. I didn't wipe.
I quickly closed my legs to limit his view.
Oh.
He grunted and kept sniffing the air.
Mine.
I started to worry when I noticed that what looked like the large head of his penis protruding from his parted hair.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Gorging.
The head of his penis resembled the underside of a red apple.
Oh, that's gross.
He put one hand on each of my knees and pushed them apart. He sniffed hard and I could feel the air swirling around my pussy.
Always swirling.
Around my pussy, my butt, and
pussy.
My inner thighs.
It's weird when, most girls don't say, well, maybe they do. It's just,
pussy,
I don't think they'd write pussy.
My pussy.
My pussy. A lot of girls would just write vagina.
Yeah, around my vagina. That sounds way more like
a guy wrote pussy.
Yeah. The man wrote my pussy, my butt. I immediately began to tingle all over my entire body and down to my toes. The thought of this big hairy man smelling my pussy was just about all I could take.
I got chills.
My pussy became wet, and I could feel the wetness running down the crack of my ass.
Jeez.
As I was shocked.
She is gushing.
She is gushing. Wetness. Oh, I already got that part. As I was shocked with myself longing to be fucked hard by this creature.
Jeez.
And I imagined his extra large rock hard cock and what it might look like buried to the hilt in me.
The hilt?
The hilt.
Jeez.
Wait a minute, I thought. Reality was swirling amongst my wild animal instincts. This dirty man is not gonna try and fuck me. Could this be happening to me?
Happening.
Am I just dreaming? By the size of his feet, I was wondering how big his penis might be.
Oh, jeez.
What about condoms? Wait a minute. They probably do not make condoms big enough for this fellow.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
They don't make condoms big enough for Bigfoot.
Oh, Bigfoot condoms. Coming this up.
Luckily, I was on the pills, so fear of getting pregnant was not an issue. But being fucked by his giant penis was.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. After he was done sniffing between my legs, he quickly moved over me, pushing my nightgown higher and above my breasts.
Get up there.
His hairy body brushed up
Baddy.
Like Jesse Ventura.
His hairy body.
Baddy brushed my hardening nipples.
Hairy the body Ventura.
His penis was protruding more now.
Jeez,
and I could see
apple head.
Apple dick.
That's disgusting.
And I could see that this was going to be a challenge. I have seen pictures of big penises, but nothing as giant as this one. So she's basically saying, like,
where did you get those pictures?
His husband doesn't have a big penis.
Yeah, I've never seen a big penis before, but
I've only seen pictures. I have to admit that I often told men that the size of a penis did not matter, but seeing this giant penis did turn me on.
Yeah.
I reached a hold of his shaft and guided it into me. It filled me up so quickly, I almost fainted.
No.
I could feel my pussy stretching
from his girth. No.
He went right into it,
like
pumping
it.
Me fast, rhythmic pace. He pushed hard, and I could feel something. I could feel something strange happen. His penis actually did a U-turn inside me.
Whoa. That's not good, dude.
I reached inside his ass.
What the fuck? She reached inside his ass?
I read it wrong.
She just assumes Bigfoot likes ass play.
I reached inside his hair to his ass and squeezed his rock hard ass cheeks underneath.
Oh, man, he's toned.
Toned Bigfoot.
I mean, you gotta lift rocks and logs and the forest.
He's gotta be strong.
Yeah.
I screamed with delight of his strange but wonderful sensation. It was like two penises inside me at once.
What?
His cock had locked into me, and it only moved an inch at a time, in and out. I was so filled up, and it was so tight in me that his humping was pushing my entire body back and forth on the pile of clothes. It was a humping and a fucking I had never had before.
A humping and a fucking.
I was thrilled. I love this sensation. An intense orgasm swelled inside of me. I was being fucked silly out of my mind. I was absolutely in fucking credible. I was screaming with delight. I wrapped my legs around him tightly and was fucking his massive, barely fitting cock as best as I could. He tensed and hardened, and I could feel him harden as his shaft pulsed. But because his pulse...
I don't like that.
It's horrible.
I don't think I'd like... I mean, I never thought I would, but I don't think I'd like any erotica. The way they
describe
shit. Gross.
Just makes me uncomfortable. That's why I'm reading this as silly as I can.
Like, it's gross.
I hate it.
It's grosser than hardcore porn.
Ugh, I'd rather watch, like, hardcore anal right now than reading this. But because his cock was in a U-shape inside of me, the head of his cock was pointed out at the entrance of my slit. Slit?
What?
when he
curled around in there?
Yeah, U-turn, buddy.
So weird, dude.
When he came, it drenched him. He had
he came on himself. Came
just
on his balls.
Imagine a Bigfoot being like, oh,
holy shit. Oh, shit.
Oh,
my balls.
Oh, no.
Came on my balls.
He had come all over himself and all in his hair.
Aww.
We lay together for some time. Because Bigfoot understands cuddling. One more time, I orgasmed, holding him tightly. His cock became soft enough for him to pull out, and he gently and slowly did. Before I could catch my breath, he whisked me up and carried me back to camp. End of the story part of, you know, what they wrote together.
Yeah, after that.
So this is the end of James's story. I must add that as she and I have been discussing this creature and what he is doing there, we began to think that he has been grabbing up other woman. Or should I say, horse?
Horse.
He's so mad. Horse.
I thought he was okay with it a second ago.
Well, I think his opinion of women is very low, even of his own wife.
Well, for one thing, he doesn't really have a wife.
No.
The guy riding it. Is definitely.
But, like, he has a very low opinion of the woman he writes as his wife.
Yes, definitely. The guy that's writing it has a poor opinion of women altogether.
Very poor opinion of women. At the campsite, thus indicated by the amount of women's clothes that she says is present in the cave. Looking online, we have discovered popular belief is that the Bigfoot does not live in groups, but as loners. With that in mind, they will travel hundreds of miles in search of a mate.
He knows a lot about being a loner.
Yeah. The creature has a triple-jointed penis.
Ew.
Which has brought the species close to extinction because it cannot deliver its sperm to the desired location, and that is deep in the vagina.
Well, that's usually where it goes.
At the point of the cervix.
That's usually where the sperm goes.
Usually. It is presumed that no one at the campsite has revealed the Bigfoot's location, because if they had, it would have been hunted and captured by now.
Yeah, we gotta see that triple-jointed penis.
I need to see it. I need to see it.
It's like
turn.
It's like a scorpion tail.
The sad part is that it is obviously trying to impregnate someone to pass along its genes and keep its species alive. Most of those women are mesmerized by its pheromone-like scent, strong, muscular, and manly body, and his wildly intense, orgasmic-making big cock. Whatever the case, true or not, that ugly-smelling Bigfoot man has got what it takes to make my woman come good, and me too.
Whoa, dude. You took a weird turn at the very end of your story.
And me too.
I'm just sitting here in the forest writing this with my ass in the air.
Wait.
Too big to fit. Out.
Too big to fit. So turned on by Bigfoot fucking a woman.
As long as those big feet just keep playing the odds one day, because there is some sperm and pre-cum. Maybe they will pass.
It doesn't need to get deep in the cervix. Like, this guy knows nothing of women.
Triple jointed penis.
Yeah, and he also knows nothing of men. Like, you turning penis.
They just come on their own balls all the time. Okay, that was great.
Thank you.